SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Another SBS Pop Asia podcast. It's The Anime Show with Joey and Aki.
Welcome back to another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. I'm your host, Joey.
And I'm your co-host, Aki. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about what our most expensive anime figures were.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to like, favorite, comment, and share it with all of your friends.
There wasn't really too much that happened. Everything's just kind of been dead for the past few weeks. So,
well, yeah, there hasn't been any news that has at least caught the attention of us, let's just say.
Not really. Nothing really happened. But I decided, you know what? Apologies if this episode may seem flexing. We're just going to be talking about, like, the anime industry. Well, not the anime industry. Anime merch that we have and, like, personal experiences of, like, what is the most expensive stuff we've seen or bought? Or, like, what would we be willing to splurge money on for anime merch? So.
Yeah. It does seem weirdly flexing, doesn't it? But whatever.
Yeah, I think, like, well, with Joey and I personally, one of the things that we do is when we see an anime figure in Japan or somewhere, and there's only maybe, like, two left, and we both really want it, despite the fact that of the possibility we're going to be living with each other soon, even if we did right now, we will still get that figure, just one each.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a matter of, like, oh, we should get one for the house. It's a matter of, hey, we should have one each because we both like it. Like, we have it for our own personal collection.
Yeah, one time he was looking at this figure of Shiro from No Game, No Life, and it's like maybe $500 if you look her up, and I have it. And Joey was just like, hey, you have this figure, right? I said, yeah. And you're like, are you bringing your figures to Japan? And the first thing I said was, yes, and none of them are going to be touching your anime figures. He's like, gosh dang it. So then I said, yeah. I play this smart. But I got my figure from, like, a company who gave it to me for free, so I didn't splurge on it. And you were looking at it. So then our friend was with us being like, Aki already has it. If she's bringing it, why is it a big deal? And I said, well, it's going to be a big deal because...
You don't understand.
Yeah, you don't understand. We can't have our figures mixing. Oh, no, 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 no.
No, 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 no. That's our own. That's our own thing.
That's like having our, I don't know, our bathroom supplies mixing. I don't put my razors next to your razors.
Razors.
I don't put my toiletries next to your... razors.
What do I have? That's just my entire toiletries bag. Yeah. Just razors.
Just a lot of razors. Yeah. So.
Okay. So, what would be the most expensive figurine that you have that you didn't receive, like actually spent your own money on? Because for you, the answer would be obvious. Like, your most expensive figurine would be the Shiro figurine, which costs on the market $500.
Yes.
But that doesn't count because you got that for free.
Right.
So what is the most expensive figurine that you went into a store, looked at it, and was like, that's a bit expensive, but I can spend money on it?
It was the one on my most recent Japanese trip. I got the Robrik figure. The Robrik? You guys call it Bearbrick.
Bearbrick. Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay, so basically, there's this brand. It's like the pop figure vinyls of Japan, except it's called Bearbrick. And Bearbrick, you guys can look it up. It's exactly how it's spelled, the word bear and brick put together.
B-E-A-R, brick.
Yeah. So when you look at it, they kind of look like these teddy bears with like these huge beer bellies. And I don't know why it became a thing on the market, but they are just... they're a collectible now in Japan.
Because they're aesthetic.
Yeah, they're aesthetic. And they're not cheap. Like, they are nowhere near as cheap as the Pop figures that you see everywhere. It's
basically
so much more
like the first class of Pop vinyl figures.
Yeah, so I kept looking at them, and I told Joey this, but I've been more into now getting into like the more traditional Japanese stuff. Like, instead of just going there and getting, oh, look, my favorite anime, let me get a figure of it. I kind of wanted...
Hakata dolls, you mean?
Yeah, like the Hakata dolls, you know?
Hakata dolls, that's it.
Yeah, so Hakana.
Hakana, something like that.
Yeah, so I saw the Bear Brick figure, but I didn't get it yet. But they have like a subcategory where it's not a bear, it's a bunch of rabbits, and they called it Rabrick. So I found one where they designed it like one of my favorite characters from one of my favorite anime films of all time. That's King Cosma from Summer Wars. So I saw him, and I'm like, I can't put this down, because it was a huge figure, and it came with two of them too. One huge figure, and then one that was like really, really small, like Lego small. And it was over $110 USD.
110?
Yeah. Which is not that bad.
Yeah. Like, actually... Because some of those Bear Bricks can reach like $300-$400 easily.
Right. And so I think I found a pretty good find. I think that's probably one of the most expensive ones. And I think the Black Butler one that I also got in Japan that you still have, but I can't remember how much that was. I feel like it's not even 100 though.
That, I don't think... No, that was 100.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. I have to say.
Well,
it's either that or the Rabrik is probably your most expensive.
Okay, because other than that, I haven't really splurged on anything more than like 150.
Yeah, me neither. Like, I think you and I are kind of in the fortunate situation where any like expensive figurines, like usually over $100, we just happen to get like from companies and stuff like that. Because, yeah, for me as well, my most expensive figurine that I bought used to be the Kiss Shot figurine from the Kizumo no Atari series, like the adult Kiss Shot, the adult Shinobu figurine. That was 110, I think.
Oh, wow.
But recently, and it was the trip that it was the same time, like exact same time, same store, same time that you got the Black Butler figurine, I got the Kusuriyuri figurine from Mononoke.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was like 130, I think.
And that was the one where we both thought of getting a like one each. Well, what was funny, because like you were with Seoul, like walking around the store, and then that caught my eye, and then it was like dun 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 dun, and then I picked it up, and then I don't know why, but then I go up to Joey and I'm like, Joey, look what I found, and then you said, I want it. I said, wait, no, this is mine. And guess what? He got it. I'm like, well, there is one more left. And then Dylan's there being like, so you're going to get one, Aki, even though he just got one? I'm like, maybe. But then I saw the Black Butler one. I'm like, actually, I kind of want that one.
Yeah.
So now you might be wondering, what do you do with those figures? You just put them up? Pretty much. We put them on our shelf and then we just have them collect dust. Joey's worse. He puts them in a closet, so he doesn't even freaking see them.
Okay, look, I'm waiting until... Okay, you have to understand, guys, that I'm living in a very small apartment right now, and I have a lot of figurines. I just have a lot of stuff, so I don't even have room to, like, buy a shelf and just, like, prop up all my figurines in. So I'm waiting till I move near the end of the year so that when I get my own, like, office, I can, like, get a big IKEA shelf, two big IKEA shelves, one for my figurines, one for my manga, and then... boom, it'll look magnificent, all right? But for now, the only place that I can store these guys is in my closet and shoe cabinet and basically anywhere I can find space.
Yeah.
All right, so those are our most expensive figurines that we bought. What is the most expensive figurine that you've received?
Well, we've already said it. That would be... the Shiro figurine, which is $500. Next to that, I have the Rem figure that I did for Tokyo Otaku Mode for a giveaway, and they gave me one for myself, and I think that one's like $200. Just under $200, right?
Yeah, it's like 180 something.
Right. And I think next to that one, there is the Ni No Kuni 2 collection edition that I just received from Bandai Namco, which I think it's $200. So, nothing too, like, blowing through the roof yet, but my day will come. I'm waiting.
Yeah. I think my most expensive figurine I received was also from Tokyo Tagamori. It was the first figurine giveaway I ever did, and it was the Megumin bunny outfit one, and that's worth $250.
Yeah, especially since, like, Konosuba, which is the anime where it's from, it's, like, it was fresh.
Yeah, it's fresh, it's bunny, which is always expensive, and it's a 1-4, which is, like, massive.
Why are bunnies, like, so expensive?
I don't know, because they look good. All right. Then, last question. What is the most expensive anime figurine you've ever seen being sold?
Well, in person, probably that one Berserk one that we saw.
Yeah,
or actually, just
that.
Recently, I went to California and I saw the display for the Devilman Crybaby figure. And, ooh, it was beautiful. Now,
How much was that?
It didn't say, but just for reference, it was unpainted for the display that they had, and it was just as big as the Berserk one. So, give or take, we be expecting, like, at least 500, maybe 1K.
500 or 1K? Because the Berserk one was way more expensive than
the
that.
Berserk one that we
saw
is $10,000.
The Berserk one was $10,000.
Yeah, USD. Yeah. $10,000 USD.
$10,000 USD for a Berserk figurine.
But, okay, I just found the price for the Devilman Crybaby one. That is $1,600 for pre-order.
Jeez.
Yeah, the Devilman Crybaby one. It's kind of following, I think, the same... kind of the same thing with the Berserk figure, but we've got just the devil there at the top, and he's like screaming at the top of his lungs. So it's $1,600 for pre-order. So guys and gals, take out your wallets and start buying it.
I would love to have that, dude.
Okay,
I
if just... you had to choose the Berserk one or the Devilman Crybaby one, you need to look it up.
I've seen it before. I feel like I've seen it. I just didn't... I was actually surprised, like, that seemed... The $1,600 for pre-order is surprisingly cheap.
Yeah, and I don't use this, I don't use this measurement. It is 700 millimeters.
700 millimeters, so that's 70 centimeters. Oh, that's smaller than the Berserk figurine, then.
Yeah, that's... It's 27 inches.
Actually, no, that's about the same.
Yeah, that's what I looked at it, Joey, like in person. It's pretty much the same size. And painted, like, here it is.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that looks so good.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you guys can't see because this is a podcast, but that looks really, really good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Those both look so cool, but, like, I don't know. I love Devilman Crybaby, like, so much. And that figurine is just, like, so good, but. I can't, like, I fell in love with that Berserk figurine.
Yeah.
Like,
he even took a picture with it.
Yeah, like, I've seen so many, like, attempts at Berserk figurines, like, in stores and stuff like that, but they just don't, like, it's so hard to nail the Mira Kentaro, like, touch.
Yeah,
but,
it was
like,
pretty
that
much, like,
massive,
right out of it.
Yeah, that massive Berserk figurine, like, it was perfect. It was, like, straight out of the manga. And, you know... Like, your boy loves Berserk, so I still would buy the Berserk figurine.
Would you buy it?
The Berserk figurine?
Yeah. If you had a bigger place.
Like, yeah, like, legitimately, if I had the space, I would absolutely buy that Berserk figurine.
Okay, like, legit, though. I know you're trying to find a new place, a new house, by the end of the year, and I know that's going to be more than enough space. Now, would you?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
I would actually buy it. Like, I wouldn't even be ashamed to buy
it. Okay, but once you buy that, now, how long are you going to go through without buying figures?
Like a year.
Yeah, you're probably gonna take up like every sponsorship just to make up for that, being like,
oh yeah, dude, like I don't care, like I would buy it just to say that I have it. Like, I don't care if people like shun me being like, wow, you pay $10,000 for an anime figurine. I'm like, dude, look at it. It's a piece of art. It's so good.
Look at it. Look
just
at
look
it.
Look at it.
Yeah. Okay. Now think of a figure that you've never seen. It probably doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And what would have you maybe spend $5,000? Yeah. $5,000 to maybe $8,000. What would you splurge that on? Like, what figure?
$5,000 to $8,000. Jeez, that's hard. $5,000 to $8,000, I would say, like...
Also, I found the Berserk figure. It went down by a lot now.
How much is it?
$1,000.
Oh, dude, give it to me. Please, like, I'm legitimately tempted to buy it right after this recording.
I'm literally looking, I'm like, wow.
$1,000?
Yeah.
Dude, it's like a tenth of the price now.
I know, right?
I want it. I want it before someone takes it.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, $5,000 to $8,000 would be, like, a really, like, nice Akira figurine.
Devilman Crybaby?
Oh, Devilman Crybaby, but, like, Akira figurines are, like, really hard to come across, especially ones that look good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say, like, a really, like, nice, maybe, like, a 1-to-2 scale figurine of, like, Kaneda on his bike.
Okay, well then that's pretty cool. I would say life, but like you'd probably have to get it life size, maybe.
And I don't know, like life size might be like too big. I feel like a 1-to-2 would be really good.
Yeah.
So like maybe like, you know, like maybe like a foot.
Mm.
You know, like a 1 meter, not 1 meter, like a 30 inch, no. 12 inch, a 12 inch figurine.
Okay.
Would be like really nice.
Hmm. 12 inches, that's like, I don't even know. It's
yeah,
decent.
12 to 15 inch Kaneda figurine on his bike. Like that really like iconic, like, you know, that scene where he like slides across,
yeah,
and then the lights like shoot out.
And maybe
out. Yeah.
Like have some transparent plastic looking like some dust is in the air.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That would
like
be pretty
I would
cool.
I'd pay $5,000 for that.
Okay. For me, $5,000. I mean, I could barely do 100, let alone $5,000.
Yeah, I know. It's all like just think like, you know,
if I had to. Okay.
If you had to. If someone gave you $5,000 right now and said, buy a figurine.
I would want it maybe to be life size. Mm. Definitely. Maybe like a life size of King Cosma from Summer Wars. Mm. Or maybe from Kingdom Hearts. That would be really sick.
That'd be cool.
Or maybe...
a life-size King Mickey.
I see that all the time at Disneyland already, and it's terrifying. He literally,
a life-size King Mickey.
Yeah, and not to mention, he runs after you. So no, I'm good. I'm good. It's like, hey, kids, come on, take a picture for $50.
That's a horrible Mickey impression.
I don't know.
Oh, hey, kids.
Oh, yeah.
Over here.
I sounded like the one kid from Simpsons. Just now.
Hey, kids! That's what you were like.
Yeah. Anyways, but that's my take on it. Maybe a Shiro figurine, but overall, like...
A life-size Shiro figurine?
Yeah.
That might be cool. A life-size Jibril, I think, would be pretty cool.
Well, I remember we saw the Super Sonic Go figure, and it was only $300.
Yeah, but it's Super Sonic Go.
I guess, but still, $300 for a life-size figure, though.
Yeah, that is cheap.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's about it. We'll leave it at that before we start drooling over our figurine fantasies any more than this. Let us know what you guys think. What is your most expensive figurine that you have? What is the most amount of money you'll pay for an expensive figurine? What's the most expensive figurine you've seen? Let us know all that kind of stuff using our specialized hashtag on Twitter. What was it again, Aki?
SBS Anime.
SBS Anime, hashtag SBS Anime on Twitter. Let us know all that kind of stuff. Anyways, thank you very much for joining in on another episode of The Anime Show with Joey Naki. If you enjoyed this show, make sure to like, favorite, comment, share it with all of your friends. And we will see you guys next week.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.